like it's never done. Night falls, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hell in the deep will drown you for your sins.
And welcome back to another episode of Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out all the great shows such as All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Luchat, CFL Easy Picks, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, TTN at the Movies, Shut the Fuck Up, and my other show, Wrestling Cheers. And we're here at Hanging with Heavy. I am Heavy Set. You can get a hold of me by tweeting me at HeavySet330, or, you know, this show at Hanging with Heavy, just like it is spelled on the title of the show. So, how was your weekend? How's your week's been? A little bit different episode last week. I had, you know, Keith, as we all know him now, but Mr. Old School, and we talked a lot about, you know, what he's going through and all that kind of fun stuff of him trying to lose weight. And we are working on hopefully getting him down to Cleveland so him and I can finally meet. So, you know, like I said, how was your weekend? How was your weekends? Because it has been a while, so I'm going to do what I kind of do to help keep track of what the hell I've been doing for, you know, the past couple weeks. Is I'm going to go to my Facebook feed and, see what's happened since the last time we spoke. Well, I did go to a wrestling show. Like I said, I believe 2 weeks ago, there was the OCW Wayne County WrestleFest. You can check out all that information on episode 19 of Wrestling Cheers on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com and also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to that show. But this isn't that show. This is Hanging with Heavy. I went to that show, and then kind of crazy as how things would have it. See, a lot of people who listen to this show, not necessarily everybody, and it is kind of a trouble, or, you know, not everybody came from the same background and everything as me, so I kind of understand that I need to explain some things sometimes. And for example, you know, there's the allwrestling.com week in review where a lot of us came from, and if you go to my Facebook, or if you're Facebook friends with me, I have an album full of podcast friends I have met, and it's been quite a number. You know, started podcasting in May of 2011, and since then, you know, I've met a number of people from the allwrestling.com week in review. Mostly met my friend Nick Weaver, went by the name Carnage on the show. Met him in San Antonio. He was one of the first people I met, you know, over the road. Then there was my former co-host Joe Bennett. Met him in Chicago. Met the mop jockey, aka Robert Strader. Met him in Dayton, you know, a couple years ago. I've met Tim Raynor, Captain Awesome, multiple times. I think we've had at least 3 face-to-face interactions, I believe. So those have all been fun. Met my friend Big Josh, the Rebel Trucker, aka Josh Smith. Met my friend Shane Ames, FTW. You know, met him technically face-to-face at his wedding. Invited me up to New York for that wedding. That was fun. Kind of go on a little road trip up to New York and meet a friend like that. Joseph Reyes, aka DJ Porter Rock, met him WrestleMania weekend. Ray Lar, WrestleMania weekend. Also GBL, and guy who was hosting the allwrestling.com week in review. Well, I say was, like, he stopped hosting it. He took a sabbatical, and, you know, it was well over a year, and you thought the show was dead, and then here last week, as you're listening to this, the guy who runs the website allwrestling.com brought the show back, and he's really not that good. That's all I want to say about that. But that being said, that Saturday of this particular occasion, so it'd be September 30th going into October 1st, I get a text or a DM from my friend Bernie Barn, and named The Chief on the wrestling.com week interviews, told me, well, it's actually, because it was weird, because he DM'd me while I was at the show, and I got no reception, so that sucked. So as soon as I'm getting reception, his DM comes in, and he says, hey, I'm in your area. And I've never had one of these people, one of my, you know, podcast friends, you know, come meet me in my area, except for one that I I didn't mention, named Mike Check. His real name is slipping on me right now. But, you know, it was Brian something. It'll come to me. But technically, he lived in this area, so it was different. But anyway, the chief was in the area. And I said, hey, you know, where are you at? And he was like, well, I was at Cracker Barrel in, I think he might have said Rootstown or by Ravenna or something. And I was like, dude, like, you were in Rootstown. You were in my actual hometown. That's where I grew up. My high school was right down the road. So that's kind of cool. And then he said, well, I'm in, shit, I forget where he said. But I double checked where that was. And it turns out I was just like 20 minutes south of him. So I was like, hey, you know, I'll stop by your hotel and we can meet. You know, I think we probably, you know, had about a 20, half hour conversation. It was getting late. I was really tired. So I know we wrapped that up. So it was cool meeting him. And it's one of the crazy things about the internet, being able to meet so many different friends just through technology and being able to create these types of bonds. And then all of a sudden, boom, like I went to one's wedding and met so many over the road and, you know, chief here driving through my area and, you know, got to BS with him a little bit. We are continuing the Saul marathon. I'm going to skip talking about that right now because I'm actually going to talk about Saul next week. I really love the Saul franchise. And I'm figuring everything out. And my girlfriend does like to listen to this. And she hadn't seen anything past like 4, I think it was. The ending is my favorite. And as this comes out, we will have just watched 6, only left to watch 7, and then the new movie coming out. So next week, I plan on talking about Saw, so then I could talk about it in its entirety, not worrying about spoilers. So I'm excited about that. And my thoughts on the franchise and how other people, I know other people have different feelings on it, and I don't care. It's funny, I'm not a horror movie person, but I really do love Saw. What else did I do? There's this little thing I want to talk about. It happened on Facebook, and I think it's kind of funny. I could talk about it on Wrestling Cheers because it seems to maybe pertain more to that, but it, I don't know. If you know enough about me, I'm a vulgar motherfucker. Fuck, shit, piss, ass, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker. I don't care. I know words are words. I've always liked cuss words. I obviously can't use them all the time, but, you know, I like them. And I made 2 posts Friday before last on Facebook that got a, you know, double-digit number of comments. One, like the first, I mean, they're not related, but the first one was, oh, gun control debate season already. Damn, time flies. Meaning every year there's a gun control debate that goes on for a little while before the next hot-button topic comes up, and then people can move and talk about that. And I will be talking about guns in this episode, so I'm going to hold off on getting into all that. But since I was in this kind of, like, this mood, a little under an hour later, I posted, I like the Big Bang Theory, I put in parentheses, TV series, because some smartass would say something about the scientific Big Bang Theory, but I like the Big Bang Theory, and I don't give a fuck if you don't. The point of that is, like, I like the show. It's not the most thought-provoking television out there, and it's not the greatest television out there. They've kind of gone downhill in the last couple of years, but I really do like it, and I always find people who, you know, relate to being nerd or a geek, and they just tear it apart, like, oh, it's not funny because it's this and that, and yeah. God, like, who cares, man? Like, I like the show. I don't like Game of Thrones or Walking Dead. I don't constantly post about that anymore. But I've bashed it a couple times. You know, especially like a lot of Twilight stuff back in the day. But I just got to the point, like, I don't care. Like, I like the show. Just, it's fine that you don't. Don't try to speak for everybody. I got friends. You know, I got a very, very nerdy, geeky friend who I met in high school, and he likes the show. He fits the stereotype. Like, if he can laugh at it, like, you can too, and if you don't like it, you don't like it. Like, let it be. I feel like the Big Bang Theory opened up geekdom to a lot of people, because there was always a stereotypical thought of a person that was a geek, and I feel like, yeah, they felt that, but I think it was, they showed so many different types of geekiness and fandom. A lot of people's like, hey, I kind of like that too. I'm a geek. Kind of how I felt. Part of the reason why I got into Doctor Who was more epic rap battles than anything, but more epic rap battles of history, so people understand it. It was those more than anything, but, you know, I did remember always hearing Doctor Who references, and I didn't understand them on the show, and, you know, stuff like that. Like, but the whole point, that's why I posted it. Well, there were some comments. People who agreed. Mr. Old School, who just said, thanks for sharing. Some people said yes, some people said no. And I had one friend, and I say that in quotations, who told me that he doesn't care if I like it or not, but I should care about the language that I post on his wall. And first and foremost, I was like, well, hey, it's your feed, not your wall. And I'm like, you have, you know, two choices of what you want to do. And I showed a picture of the friend button and the follow button, basically saying, you know, you can unfollow me or unfriend me. Well, he blocked me. Well, I blocked him too, because you can do that, like block each other. Fine, dude. I've seen this guy. Here's the kicker. He goes to wrestling shows. He goes to AIW shows where we say fuck and shit and all this other stuff, and he's fine. Like, I'm probably gonna harass this guy or troll him at the next AIW show. Like, you can't take my language, but you can go to an AIW show? Go fuck yourself, dude. He's an older guy. He's God, gotta be 40s, something like that. And he has this clique of people, nobody that I'm really close to, so I'm not gonna be hurting any feelings. Oh, fuck this dude. He said that shit. I'm like, dude, like, who cares, man? I don't know, language, like, that's you. If you listen to me enough on podcasts and anything, you know I like to cuss. I don't do it South Park level, but you know, sometimes it's fuck shit, piss ass, motherfucker, cocksucker, tits, George Carlin style. I don't give a fuck, you know. But that I couldn't believe that dude for that shit. Over the weekend, I use Facebook as a reference, but I forgot the weekend before that, you know, before we went to the wrestling show, we did go to ANW one last time. It was very good. We went to the mall, walked around a little bit. We both found stuff in FYE that we really liked. I completed, which, side note, there was on one of the Ask Heavy sets, like my pop collection. Well, my pop collection has gotten bigger since we last spoke, or at least last spoke about them. I mean, of my collection that I have here, I do have some of my girlfriends, because we are planning on moving in together. So, like, we're just, eventually when I pack mine up, I'm going to be packing hers up too. And sometimes she buys pops when we're around each other. So she's just like, just keep it at your place and we'll, you know, obviously pack everything later. But I did finish my Finn Balor set, which when we first spoke about it, I said the only one that I had was the Finn Balor Chase. Like, right after I recorded that episode, like that weekend, I ran into a place right down the road from me in a nice local toy store. It's like a small time shop, a lot of older toys that they're reselling, and some, you know, obviously newer ones like pops. And they had the regular Finn Balor, so I picked him up. And then when we went to FYE, as you're listening, about 3 weekends ago, I picked up the Finn Balor one, the Demon King one. So now I have all three, so that's pretty cool. I also have the Enzo and Cass 2-pack. Found that at my local Walgreens right down the road from me. Very happy to see that, because I go in there from time to time to pick up, you know, over-the-counter medicine and stuff, and I always check the pops. They've had Kane and Shawn Michaels for a while, but it's cool that they actually had Enzo and Cass, the 2-pack, so pick that up. And also, the only New York City Comic Con exclusive I have the 8-bit Shredder. So if you know anything about me, I love Shredder, and this pop is, like, actually heavier than a normal pop, so that's kind of cool. Other than that, like, pop-wise, like, I try not to buy as much, because, I mean, it comes down to, like, I want to buy ones that I really, really like. So the Finn Balor one was that. I mean, I could buy wrestling ones, but now there's not many out that I'm like, oh my god, I need to buy. There's some New York City Comic Cons ones I want, if I can find them. I do want the Zack Ryder one. I'm okay right now. I'm buying Doctor Who ones. I do want to buy the first Doctor, William Hartnell pop, but I'm holding off on that. I have currently all 5 Matt Smith ones. I don't know if they can do any more. He's my favorite, so I'd buy it, but we got 5 of them, and 3 of them are, like, exclusives. A 2015 San Diego Comic-Con or Summer Convention exclusive, Hot Topic exclusive, and the spacesuit one's a weird exclusive that I bought at Comic-Con, and I've never seen it in person since then. So, moving on. Other stuff we did that weekend. Let me see that we did that. Browns Packers. So, yep. That's pretty much it for that weekend. And then what would be my last weekend? Went out to a nice Mexican restaurant. Oh, side note. I am addicted to this game. I'm not big on playing a lot of mobile games. Right now on my phone, which I have 5 games. 2 of them I'm thinking about deleting. 2 I'm thinking about deleting is Roll the Ball and Snake versus Block. Then I also have 8-Ball Pool, Madden NFL, and the new game, the one that I'm kind of addicted to, is the Stranger Things game. It looks like Link to the Past, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, and I love that. It's one of my favorite video games of all time. And, you know, it's free, but it plays like that. And it's so fun and so addicted. I think I'm like halfway through it. I'm not that far away from beating it, but I'm to the point where like it takes me longer to get through stuff, and I haven't had much time to play it, so totally fun. If I get time tonight, I will be playing it more. Saturday. Okay. I'm not a fan of Rick and Morty. Now, I'm not saying anything against it. Like, I hate it. And I say I'm not a fan. It's just I've only watched the first episode. And when I watched the first episode, it made me want to watch old Adult Swim shows that I don't watch anymore. Like Metalopolis, Robot Chicken, Venture Brothers. And of all those shows, the only one I've been able to watch is Metalopolis. And I watched the whole series. I left off after season 2. Never watched season 3 or 4. I really enjoyed it. The ending was kind of weird. And it kind of sucks that it's over and they kind of killed it. But I love that show. But anyway, that's what's prevented me from watching Rick and Morty. I think I would like it. It's just I just really haven't had time. But there's the whole thing of the Szechuan sauce. I'm not a fan of Rick and Morty like that, but I like cool food. I like trying new things like that. So they said it was going to come out on a very limited run, so I went to my local McDonald's that had it, which sucks because I'm literally a good stone's throw away from a McDonald's. Like, literally, I can go to my bathroom, look out the window, and I can see the McDonald's drive-thru. But that one did not have it. It was the one in Kent. But they did not receive a shipment of Szechuan sauce. And according to a social media, like I put on Facebook, many others didn't either. And I was really wondering if it was some kind of marketing strategy to bring it back, as in like they get everybody's, you know, hopes up for it. And they all rush out to go get it. And there's not enough. Now, I knew there wasn't going to be enough for everybody, but I thought it'd be like, okay, we're going to have a case of them. So you figured they should have them for the 2 o'clock hour, and then they're done. Well, some, it wasn't even that. Some only got like 40 or 20 packets. It's like, what? Like, that's really, really, really not enough. And you're supposed to get a free poster with it too, but they only sent one poster kind for each store, or at least the one I went to. So they had one for every dipping sauce. So they had one Szechuan, one honey mustard, barbecue, honey, hot mustard, the new signature sauce, which, side note, if you've ever had Zach's sauce, I swear to God it tastes exactly the same. But all the dipping sauces, sweet and sour, and those went fairly quick. Didn't get one of those. Did get a sticker, though, and it happens to be the Szechuan sauce one. It's actually in my car, and I need to bring it inside. Next thing we did that day, which I made our own kind of Chinese food. It's like, it's not really Chinese food, but it's the taste of Chinese food, is teriyaki chicken. There's this really great recipe. You could try it too, is take grilled chicken, put it in the crock pot, take whatever kind of sauce you want to use, or marinade. You know, we use teriyaki, but we've used ranch, barbecue, a couple other different kind of marinades, and you know, you put them in the crock pot, and I think you put it on high for 3.5 hours. It tastes so good. And what I've learned to do is, after the chicken is thawed, obviously you thaw the chicken first, but I poke holes in the chicken, and then it helps that flavor get in. And teriyaki sauce is just so thin that it just, like, just marinating it before I cook it, it turns it like a little brown color because of the teriyaki sauce. It's so good. And we mixed that with rice and steamed broccoli, and that was our dinner. So took that, and we also bought some sushi. Went to the drive-in, because you can take food into our local drive-in. You pay an $8 fee, which I'm fine to pay because I'm really weird. I give them $30. That's $20 admission, $8 for the food pass. And for change, they give you a $2 bill, which anybody who's from the United States understands, that's a rarity. So I'm weird in like getting that. But her favorite movie was playing, and that's Beetlejuice, or one of her favorite movies. I think it's in between that and Nightmare Before Christmas. So went to see that. She definitely had fun watching that. Then we watched Scream. And side note, we also stopped at a local Asian food market, which we didn't know what was on the inside. And it turned out there's a lot of really cool Asian, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, whatever snacks. And we bought some of that. So it was like this all Asian type dinner that we had. But we watched Beetlejuice. We watched Scream. And I'm an asshole. I made her watch the opening scene to It, up until the part where Georgie gets his arms ripped off. And literally as that happens, she just starts bawling, crying. And I'm just like, ah, we're leaving. And she was like, no, you could stay. You paid for me. I'm like, I've seen it. It's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. I feel bad. I'm like, no, I've seen it. We're going home. This was my plan, just to torture you, having you watch the opening part. And then, we go home. Everything's going to be fine. And like, she literally pooped her pants. Like, that physical action came home and pooped. Side note, but it's fine. Because I'm going through them. I didn't fully explain this. Yeah, I was right. McDonald's is doing that with Szechuan sauce. Bring it back, and then, oh, look, you seem to be mad about it, so here it is. We're going to bring it back later on. I even told, there was a kid. Like I say, a kid, like he probably was older teenager, like maybe about 16, 17, and he's with his parents and his girlfriend. I hope it was his girlfriend. He was so upset about this, and I was like, it's probably a marketing thing, as in, this is what I was explaining earlier, they tease that it's going to be at a store, at these stores, they run out really quick, the demand's really high, people are mad because they didn't get in, they're like, okay, just because you guys said you wanted it, we're going to bring it back, and it's going to be for, I don't know if that picked up, it's bad enough I got Zool behind me snoring, it's one thing I hate about living right off Main Street, motorcycles going down the road, loud cars going down the road, cops going down the road, anyway. So, of course, McDonald's says they're going to bring it back this winter. I'm like, you sons of bitches. I knew this was the point. And, like, it was a day later that they explained. I'm like, you sons of bitches. I am waiting for an official Infinity War trailer to be released. Screw you, Star Wars. That's what I want. And that's pretty much it. Indians did lose in the playoffs, which it sucks. It sucks going through that emotion. I mean, I am more of a football guy, and I have the Browns. But you know what? I'd rather, say what you will, I don't, like, when the Browns lose, I don't feel bad. But when the Indians have lost in the playoffs the past 2 years, and the Cavs have lost in the playoffs twice in the past 3 years, like, eliminated, it sucks. I would much rather kind of feel no happiness than that disappointment. I wish I could be a fan of a team that, is going to be going to the playoffs and they're not going to lose. But plans for this weekend, the main thing is we're going to a wrestling show that I've promoted a lot on Wrestling Cheers called the Dustin Batdorf Invitational, the 6th annual Dustin Batdorf Invitational. Listen to those episodes of Wrestling Cheers if you really want an in-depth thing, but it's a show that something like $15, you get a free t-shirt, all the wrestlers wrestle for free, all the money goes towards a charity, and it's some really cool stuff. And I put out 3 episodes, 2 main ones, 1 just briefly, but I mention a lot about it, so please check out those podcasts. And then afterwards, there is a after party that I'll be going to at Quaker Steak and Lube, or that we will be going to at Quaker Steak and Lube. Also have an interview set up for Wrestling Cheers on Saturday, and hopefully busting that out as soon as I get there. So I'm going to try to get there. The doors open at like 5. The event seating is at 6. Shows at 7. I think that is pretty much it. Rather than Browns backers, this is Saul 6 weekend. We're going to take her car to get her license plates. I think that's pretty much it. Talked a lot already before I take out the silences. I'm at 34 minutes, so yeah. That's something that sucks when I do it every 2 weeks. Like, I have a lot more to talk about in my opening segment. So let's take this time and let's talk about a big thing going on in America. And it's going to be fun to kind of fill some of the foreign listeners in on this. And it's just my opinion. So let's move on to that, shall we? Woke up this morning. Yeah. You got yourself a gun. Got yourself a gun. Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya. Got yourself a gun. You from the hood, I hope ya. Got yourself a gun. You want beef, hope ya. Got yourself a gun. And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya. Got yourself a gun. You ain't real, hope ya. Got yourself a gun. My first album had no famous guest appearances. The outcome. Yeah, this is a really, really big issue going on right now in America. We're talking about guns. Ugh, it's still echoing right now, a couple days ago. Which, I mean, it's not necessarily something that's the same, but I feel like it's an extension. Right now, everything with Trump is just very, very weird. I didn't vote for him, and it's the political climate of this country. I don't care if people disagree with me, because I feel like that's the joy of politics, or, having a political opinion. I'm openly, I'll tell you, I'm a I lean liberal. I don't feel like I'm full on liberal, but I do lean a lot of my issues liberal. I was brought up conservative. So basically I've rebelled a little bit, but there's some of those that I'm kind of stuck in my, not necessarily stuck in my ways, but maybe I believe on a personal level, yeah, I'm conservative on certain things. But as far as how I vote, a lot of it is more liberal than anything. But in the party system, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. I am an independent. It's how I've always registered. I don't believe in the two-party system. And everything, you know, with Trump and the gun debates and Eminem, you know, just a couple of days ago rattled off his stuff. And now there's, I think he's a Brit. And, you know, he's talking about Eminem and talking shit about him. And I'm like, all right. And the people who are sharing it, I'm like, do you hate Eminem or do you hate the content? Everything he did in that thing was regular Eminem stuff I've seen him do other places. Why is this any different? Oh, because he talked about Trump. You mean a guy that he's made like two or at least one previous song for? One roughly about a year ago? So I don't get people shit about that. That's a fun thing. A lot of people, and especially in this country, a lot of conservatives seem to hate liberals. And I think really liberals, they don't hate conservatives, they hate Republicans, which is mostly the same thing. And I always see, like, I hear someone call someone a libtard or you fucking liberal. I'm like, what does my political view have to do with my intelligence? Oh, because I don't agree with you? Maybe personally, I'm, you know, against abortions, like as in having, I mean, obviously I'm not a woman, so I can never get one. But if I have in a relationship, I'm not going to push for one. But just because I'm not doesn't mean other people's can't be. And if someone is going to have an abortion, I would much rather it be at a hospital and the proper care be taken instead of having a back alley one and possibly killing both. You might agree with me. You might disagree with me. I'm not here to debate how I view things, because I always hate that too. People will just, well, you're wrong about that. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's my opinion. If you don't like it, fuck off. I don't care. I'll vote the way I want to vote with it. As long as what I'm doing doesn't hurt you, you can shut up. So there's a lot of that stuff going on. And I know a lot of you foreign listeners don't like Trump. I mean, I don't like Trump. Unless anything happens to him, you know, we're stuck with him till at the very least 2020, where there will be another election. He, you know, might get voted out. He might get reelected. We'll have to wait till then to see what happens. But guns. Guns are a very big issue here in America. And personally, I don't see it. Like, I don't own a gun. I may never own a gun. If I do, it's definitely going to be for, you know, protection maybe within my house. But I don't have a major use for a gun. I'm fine with that. I like knives. I have a knife in my pocket right now. I carry a Swiss Army knife with me. Maybe not as much for protection, but you'd be surprised the times that I've pulled out my knife. Whether it be to use it as a makeshift screwdriver, corkscrew, bottle opener, opening, you know, obviously regular knife stuff. So that does me well. And I've kind of always been more of a knife guy, and I don't have a fancy knife collection. It's more like pocket knives. I have at least three pocket knives in my possession right now. One in my pocket. I keep another one in my car, and I have another, and that's a switchblade. And I have another switchblade in my drawer, one of my dresser drawers. And it's just because as a kid, I always liked switchblades. Like, I like the Swiss Army knife. I've had multiple Swiss Army knives. And the reason why I actually keep the one in my pocket is because the first truck driver I knew, there was a couple things that he really, really liked. One was a Swiss Army knife. The other one was a black onyx, a men's black onyx diamond ring. You could look them up online. And it's basically, there's a diamond in a setting on a, he had a like oval or circle onyx stone in a nice men's gold ring. So I can't afford the ring right now, but I bought my own. It's not one that I got from him, but I keep one as in a memory of him. Also toothpick. There's a toothpick in it. You never know when you need a toothpick. Now let's talk about guns. And I think it's one of the biggest problems in our country when it comes to guns is the fact that nobody wants to come to a resolution of trying to figure this out. I know friends who are pro-guns, and I know friends who are anti-gun. And, you know, the pro-gun people say everybody needs guns or gun safe people. And then you have people on the left, the anti-gun people saying nobody should have guns, we should get rid of guns. And I don't think either of them are the answer, and that's the problem. We need to come figure out what's in the middle. And it's something I think we talked about on Anything Goes a couple years back. And I understand having a gun for protection. I understand having a gun for hunting. I even understand having guns for to have a collection because you like them. But where do you draw the line? What gun becomes too powerful for a civilian to have? How many guns is too much for a civilian to have? Another thing that people don't understand outside of this country is that we do have the right to bear arms. And I do fully support that. We do have the right to bear arms. But maybe not necessarily everybody needs a gun. Maybe we could restrict who has them. But it's again, it's figuring out who, because I don't have those answers. Or maybe what's the limit of, is it okay gun for someone to have? And what is just way too powerful for someone to have? A handgun is fine. We can all agree, maybe mostly most people, you know, bazooka or missile launcher, maybe not necessarily a gun, but obviously those are on the extreme of, you know, we all can agree like no one needs. But where's the realistic line? Do you need a machine gun? Do you need an assault rifle? And I've heard the assault rifle is the line that I keep hearing. And people go, well, you think this is an assault rifle, but this isn't. And you think this is an assault rifle, but it is. Find the fucking line. And the problem is, in my own opinion, is the fucking NRA. And I think they spook gun owners thinking that people are going to take their guns and we're going to have zero guns in this country. And that's something, as much as it has worked in other countries, I don't think it's going to work here. We are a gun-toting country, and part of it comes from everything in the Constitution and people being brought up on those values. Well, I can have one gun, I can have two guns, I can have five guns, I can have 10 guns. People have gun safes. But again, you know, hunting, I'm fine with that. To protect your home in case of a break-in, I'm fine with that. But what's too much? What's too powerful? As a country, that's something I really want us to figure out. I don't have the answers because I'm not a gun guy. And the only problem is gun guys want to tell you that it's all okay. And it's not. It really isn't. I don't like hearing of all these gun shootings. And people will always throw you arguments of why legislation won't work. Well, they've outlawed weed, marijuana, people, you know, and all these drugs, people still get drugs. Yeah, because you can grow and make drugs. It's going to be a lot harder to do that with guns if people are, granted, you're going to have, you know, people selling them illegally and whatnot. But I think what I want to see is progress. I want to see progress, but this country, and it is one of our biggest problems, like I said, we're so fucking divided. There's a hot button issue every 2 weeks or so. And it's literally always the same people battling. And the sides get different, you know, what they're for and what they're against. And my new fun thing is to find out where people are hypocrites. I was talking about the NFL kneeling, and I pulled up some old Trump quotes and, you know, worked them into things that Trump said about Obama and worked them into the whole NFL kneeling thing to make it like, dude, you're a fucking hypocrite. And it's not just him. It comes from both sides. There's always hypocrites. I think I just recently realized it with the kneeling thing. It's opposite, or where people kind of switch arguments, is the Confederate flag and how the Southern states want to, you know, still have the Confederate flag displayed and whatnot. Okay, I get it. But this is where the hypocrisy shows. You have the South saying, well, these statues and this flag is for our history. It's for all this stuff. And you have, you know, Black people and anybody who's against it say, no, that's racist. That's for racism. That's for all this other stuff. And it offends me. The kneeling protest is where they switch sides, but it's the same argument. You have people saying, well, I'm kneeling because of, you know, inequality of my race. And it is mostly Black people. You know, they're unhappy with the injustice of inequality, and they want something done about it. And they're saying it's not disrespect, and by no means is it meaning it is disrespectful, mean to disrespect the military. It's not meaning to disrespect police and all that kind of people. But you have the other side, the same kind of side that says we need to keep all the Confederate statues up and say, well, that's not how I take it. As in, one side is saying this is what this is for, and the other side's saying that's not how I take it. Same fucking argument, different fucking people. And freedom of speech is the same way in this country. People, especially during the Bush years, people I knew, one guy I knew who was a Republican or conservative, always looked at the Daily Show as being liberal and being biased and all this stuff. Okay, whatever. Because they constantly bash Bush, but they did this. They did the same thing to Obama. They did the same thing to everybody. But they'll always show you where people are being hypocrites. And I'll never forget watching them talk about freedom of speech. And they showed, okay, this is what happens when the Democrats are for freedom of speech. And they gave you a situation of what happened. I'm not going to go into the great detail, but this is when they were for freedom of speech and the Republicans and the conservatives were against things that other people said. And then they showed it where it switched. A national conservative said this. The Democrats said, he can't say that. That is wrong. And the Republicans went, well, freedom of speech. Hypocrites. Fucking hypocrites. Back to guns. Like, I know a lot of you foreign listeners really think that we need to get rid of guns. You don't understand the culture. You know me, you know other people, but you really don't know the culture of guns in this country. There are some goods, but there are some bad. And you're getting the bad on the news. So you're, most of you are thinking, well, you guys just need to get rid of them. If you were to go into the South, go into Texas and many of those states, I mean, granted, it's all around the country, but I'm saying like those, I think that's where it's heavier. That's gun culture. It's not the same. They won't allow it. And good law-abiding citizens shouldn't have to. If you have a gun, you do what you're supposed to, and no one has died because of your gun, except for an animal maybe, or anybody trying to intrude in your house, then fine. Good for you. Keep your gun. But it is those other people. And I get where a lot of my foreign friends are coming from, but at the same time, in my own opinion, you don't live here, shut up. Of course, I seen the same thing when John Oliver was talking about the Confederacy, and people on Facebook were saying, well, he's not American. Yeah, but he at least lives here, and he sees it. That's when you're around, especially long as he's been around a while. He's been living here since Bush was president, so he has a familiarity, and he's only bringing up facts. But when I hear a lot of you foreign friends of mine, whether you're from New Zealand or England, okay, those are the only two examples I can think of, and you say we should just get rid of them, you really, truly do not understand the culture here about it. I don't understand New Zealand culture on everything, and I don't understand the English culture on everything. I'm always willing to learn, but cultures are different. And like I've said before, we're a big gun culture, and it is what it is. So I'm going to wrap up this. I went a little bit longer than I thought, and I want to wrap up on a little bit more positive topic, something not as serious. If I've offended you, or you don't like me now because I told you that I lean liberal and I'm an independent, go fuck yourself. I don't care. But it is what it is. That's how I view things. I'm also a Christian. It is what it is. You don't like it. I'm never asking for a debate. It's just my personal views. It's how I view the world. You can be an atheist. You can be Mormon. I don't care. You can be a Republican, a conservative. But if we're friends, we're probably going to talk about the things that we agree on, not the things we don't agree on. So, all right, let's get into the final topic of the show. And I guess if this is going to be about guns, this next topic is going to be about the
Bullet Club for life.
Gay community.
Talking a little bit of wrestling to wrap up this week's show, and what better topic than the Bullet Club? You know, it's funny because when the Bullet Club first came around, I really wasn't a fan. And then, of course, it was like, I'm like, well, they're copying NWO and DX. So why am I going to want to be a fan of that? And I was very resistant. You know, the Young Bucks even came to AIW twice, and I got a picture with them just because I fucking could, because listeners like Cataclysmic and Biohazard, which I don't even know if he listens to the show now, but you know, all these people that I knew who were actual fans of the Bullet Club, actually fans of the Young Bucks, didn't have the opportunity to meet. So I was like, screw it, I'm gonna get a picture with them. And it's weird to think that, you know, that time once happened, and I was anti-Bullet Club, and I just didn't get it. And then I decided I was gonna start watching New Japan on Access, back when I used to be able to watch it on Friday nights, and I started liking them. I started getting the Bullet Club. One of my favorite matches I seen, it wasn't even the match, it was you know, the interactions between Carl Anderson and Maria Kanellis, oddly enough, both back in WWE. But seeing like that whole thing, I fell in love with Maria's facial expressions, because sometimes she could give a look that would say a lot more than words. And Carl Anderson added to it. I was hoping we would see something like that in WWE, but with Maria being pregnant, I don't see that really happening. So damn, that really sucked. But you know, that's how I started, you know, watching New Japan. And I, like I said, I started liking the Bullet Club. I started getting it. And literally one night while watching, I say, fuck it. I order a Bullet Club shirt. And there it began. After I decided to finally give up hating them, disliking them, being anti-Bullet Club, I realized the Bullet Club is one of the best things in professional wrestling. Even in my eyesight right now, I'm looking at a Bullet Club bandana that I have on my one mirror. I have, you know, Bullet Club hoodies. I have a Bullet Club jacket, which for a second I was like, where the fuck did I do with my jacket? I forgot. It's behind me, behind my my Browns jersey. I have hats, beanies, and all. Like, I have a lot of Bullet Club stuff. And there's the other thing that I like about the Bullet Club. I know if I see somebody with a Bullet Club hat on, a Bullet Club shirt on, I can walk up and two-sweet him, and that's all we gotta do. And if I'm wearing it too, like this literally happened to me on both ends of the spectrum recently. I went to Dollar General a couple weeks back. I forget what I was running in there grabbing, and I seen a dude wearing a WWE Nakamura shirt and a Bullet Club hat, and I just walked up to him. Too sweet. And then I was at Walmart recently, like last week, and I'm wearing Bullet Club shirt, Bullet Club hat, Bullet Club jacket, bomber jacket. Dude walks up to me, too sweets me. I love that aspect of it, because I mean, I love professional wrestling, and to be able to get someone to walk up to you and just too sweet you, who you don't even know. Maybe it's because I grew up an ICP fan, and you know, if you've seen someone wearing ICP, especially during this time, we're talking the Jekyll Brothers era. So if I'm wearing, I'm trying to remember one of the shirts I had, you know, if I'm wearing my Twisted jersey, because I think I had a Twisted jersey, and I see somebody wearing a Ringmaster shirt, I know I can interact with them, because we look at each other. It's like, I'm a fan, you're a fan, whoop whoop, Mosh Clown love, all that kind of stuff. And you know, I was a fan, which that is something I could get into one day, of how I was a huge ICP fan from, or I was an ICP fan from like fifth grade, my second year, all the way up to in between my sophomore and junior year, and all the stuff that happened. I went to a gathering, which was couple towns over. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Bullet Club. I feel the same thing with them. If I wear this stuff, I mean, it's not this, it's, if I see somebody wearing a wrestling shirt, I don't know if I could have the same interaction with them. It's also depending on what it is. I did go to Comic-Con in Columbus to meet CM Punk back in 2012, and I was wearing a Matt Cross shirt, and I seen a chick wearing a Johnny Gargano shirt. At this time, this is before Lucha Underground, before Johnny was in NXT, not that many people knew. So if I could, I walked up, happened, because I seen her right when I was picking up my CM Punk pitch, not like I just randomly walked up to her, but I was like, hey, nice shirt. And she looked at me, see my shirt, she's like, nice shirt too. So we both were in the know, like we both knew these two Cleveland-based wrestlers. And it's cool to always get, everybody loves those kind of compliments. I was in Chicago, and I was wearing my Natalia shirt, and I got a compliment on that. No, like, hell yeah, nice shirt, man. I love when people compliment me, especially if I know, if you walk up to me while I'm wearing my Bullet Club stuff and you too sweet me, I love that. And I do think the Bullet Club is one of the best things going in professional wrestling, which, like I said, is amazing with how I used to view them. Marty Scurll is hands down one of my favorite wrestlers. I love the character. I mean, that's the kind of guy. I like music. I like character, gimmicks, in-ring performance, as long as I'm entertained. And I love that whole villain aspect. I love it. I love it. I loved him when, even he wasn't in the Bullet Club, and he was going up against Adam Cole at Supercard of Honor that I was at. Love Marty Scurll. Love that theme. Oh, now he's Bullet Club too, so he makes it even better. But being the Elite, I love that. I love watching those shows. I want to start from the beginning. I missed like a whole chunk of stuff, and now they're not even putting out episodes as much. I don't even have enough time to sit down and watch it, but I do love being the Elite. The Bullet Club, you know, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, Cody, Marty, Adam, you know, all the way out to former members too. I know I'm missing some, but, you know, AJ Styles, Gallows and Anderson, Finn Balor. Collectively, all of them have done so much like cool stuff, and they do make me proud to be a wrestling fan. Now, why am I bringing this up? Like, well, that's not how I just want to just talk about how I love the Bullet Club, but everything going on with them right now, the cease and desist, Vince hates the Bullet Club, and I do think that kind of sucks, but I don't know. Like, I kind of see where he's coming from, and he probably is upset that here are these independent wrestlers. I mean, yeah, they do wrestle for Ring of Honor / New Japan, and they get money that way. And so they're not the regular independent wrestlers, but they have set the bar so high. And I think he does want them. And I get maybe the frustration that he has. And I hope one day to see, and I forgot Kenny Omega too. You know, I'd like to see Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and the Gorillas of Destiny, you know, in WWE. But it might not happen. I don't agree with the cease and desist over the Too Sweet, but I think they know among fans, Too Sweet's going to live on. And I know I'm a rare person. I think the Bullet Club is a lot better than the NWO and DX, and I was a huge DX fan. I was more of a Wolfpack fan of the other two, but yeah, give me the Bullet Club. There's also this other aspect of being a Bullet Club fan and wearing the Bullet Club stuff, because some people see it and they don't know what the Bullet Club is. And judging by the last segment, guess what they think it is? They think it's something gun-related. And I get people making comments about it, but I don't think some of them know that, no, it's a pro wrestling faction out of Japan. And I had a fun story, okay? I don't know if I told this story on the podcast. If I did, I'm sorry, but I want to repeat it. I have a friend who's a know-it-all, and he used to be a wrestling fan. He used to be a huge wrestling fan. He still is, but nowhere near what he used to be, more UFC and some other stuff. We go out for his brother's bachelor party. We're at this one bar drinking, and I'm wearing my Bullet Club hat, and I'm wearing my Villain Club shirt. And he was trying to say that my hat didn't match my shirt or something. And then he shows me the Too Sweet, and he goes, this is the NWO. And I'm like, yeah, you know the NWO originated in Japan? Just shut up. And I was like, yeah, you can't get me on wrestling stuff, dude. And thinking that the Bullet Club and the Villain Club are two different things? Nah, same thing. Look at the arm. That's the Bullet Club logo on the shirt. Smartest scroll. Ugh, love it. I love that aspect of, you know, the Bullet Club. Like, wearing the same shirt. I walked into a bar, and this guy was like, is that a Marty Scurll shirt? And I'm just like, you know who Marty Scurll is? Hell yeah, Too Sweet Me, dude. That's fucking awesome. I don't get the same thing wearing a Kevin Owens shirt. I don't get the same thing wearing a DX shirt, Nakamura. But I wear Bullet Club. It does make me feel part of something. I think us as fans are just important to the Bullet Club as the members. And I'll be blatantly honest, and people are going to not believe what I'm about to say. And it's something I've halfway contemplated, but haven't obviously gone through with it. Since they sent the Young Bucks the cease and desist, I have halfway contemplated on boycotting WWE merch, which is very hard for me to do because they did just release a Kevin Owens shirt that I really want. But I know that shirt's going to be ready. It will be available in like another month. They still have KO Mania 2 shirts that I bought in frickin' Orlando, but the KO Mania 1 shirt didn't last that long. But 6 months later, you're still selling the damn KO 2? That sucks. Pisses me off. But I don't like that they did that. And I'm a WWE guy, anybody who knows me. I won't boycott their shows because I think I'm really too loyal to it. But it's crossed my mind of, you know, putting it down for a couple weeks, maybe just at night watching New Japan. I've had New Japan for like fucking 3-4 months now, or paid for it for 4 months. But I haven't sat down to watch it. I haven't had time. Didn't help my TV went out too. So now I'm, you know, my big TV's gone. Now I'm left with this like 20-some-inch TV. It sucks. Huh. But I digress. And this show is starting to get a little long. I try not to go over an hour. You know, we did hit the hour last week. The week before that, I did go a half hour. But, you know, I ended the last segment, you know, close to 36 minutes. So let's wrap this show up. And of course, you can get a hold of me at Heavyset330 or at Hanging With Heavy. I mostly just use the Twitter to promote the show. And, you know, me personally, that's where I put all my regular tweets out. Please still use hashtag AskHeavyset. Ask me questions. Like I said before, I do prefer personal questions to get to know me more, because I probably have a lot of, you know, a lot of stories that I haven't shared with you guys before. I was podcasting. I was, you know, like 25, lived 25 years. And I think I've just scratched the surface of, you know, some of my memories and all the things that has happened in my life. So, and I know I talked about some of it on, you know, Anything Goes, and I'm going to eventually go back and try to listen to some of the old Anything Goes episodes so I can remember some of the stuff I said on there. Maybe I can translate that into some new content for this show. But yeah, of course, like I said, yeah, hashtag AskHeavyset. Throw me questions. But as usual, this is Hang With Heavy on the brand new TradingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out all the great shows like All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Loot Chat, CFL Easy Picks, What's On Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren, FM, TTN, At The Movie, Shut The Fuck Up, and my other show, Wrestling Cheers. And check out my other podcasting friends, Macho Men Radio, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, Wingcast, a Wingman podcast with Steve Guy, Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shearer, Pod Van Dam, Weekly Wrestling Podcast, and The Road Home from Wrestling. Check out Moy Boy Designs, the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, and the thrift store Jobber on eBay. Actually, I don't know if he's on eBay, but Etsy, Twitter, and Instagram. Gave you all the stuff for Wrestling Cheers early in the show, so please check out all that stuff. And then what I have lined up for next week on my topics list, we're going to talk about Saw, my love for it, which I've already mentioned, and TV series finales. Some of my favorites and why the How I Met Your Mother series finale was fucking the best. Maybe not the best, but still better than what the one that you, a lot of other people want. All right, that'll do it for Hanging with Heavy, and let's hang out next week. Later. Heavy is the head.